It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as KOALITV.com. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Lane Miller. It is that time. We've got Culture Connection coming up on the 14th. That's Thursday. And we've got Pacific Range. They're a group out of California. I'm going to let Lane introduce and talk about them. Great stuff coming. Plus, we're going to touch base on a few more culture connections that are on the way. Lane, thanks for coming in today.
I hope you're not looking for anything really definitive, except for Thursday night.
We know that one's good, right?
That's right.
All right. So let's start with talking about Pacific Range.
Okay. They're L.A.-based. The thing that intrigues me about this is that their music was inspired by the Allman Brothers, the Grateful Dead, music out of the 60s and 70s. That's right up my alley. I grew up on the 60s and 70s, and I'm really excited. If we can get anything that it sounds like music from the 60s and 70s, I'm in.
And one might even say that that was a pretty good time for music.
I think so. I might be prejudiced, but I think it's some of the best music ever. I can tell you, it's the kind of music I listen to when I ride a motorcycle.
Well, and I think that there's a negative connotation with the 70s, because when you talk about music from the 70s, people automatically think disco music.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with
it. Okay, I'm just checking.
But sometimes there was a little backlash.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And people sometimes don't want to get caught listening to it. I've listened to them. I appreciate them. I think they're really good to look at them. It kind of throws you the kind of music that they play. I will say that. They do have a Facebook page and a website, and you can get on there and check them out. But this is one of those groups that you guys kind of went out and found, right?
We did. We've been working with a music promoter out of L.A., Southern California, and they've been recommending groups. And the thing you need to understand is that there aren't many bands who can live stream. So these guys will be playing in California and sending the stream to us.
And they'll just pass it along.
And then we'll just pass it along to our Facebook pages and everybody can listen to it. I'm not sure how it works.
It's magic. You just turn it on and it's there, right?
I just know that it's there. And with our technicians, with Buskin and Anna and all the people who do that, it looks great and it sounds great. And I guess that's all I care about.
And you guys, they've been coming up with different things to make things work for these. And it's awesome the way things have gone. You've had some scheduling issues that you've had to either cancel or change or things like that. But for the most part, kind of made it through unscathed, right?
Wouldn't you say? We did. We've learned to be creative. That's probably the best way to put it.
And you have to right now.
You do, or you die.
That's true. Very true. Yep. All right. So let's talk about, so we've got Pacific Range coming up. That's our January. That's the 14th, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
On the Price City Facebook page.
Yes.
So we're looking at February right now.
February, putting together a Valentine special that we're going to promote. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. And then on down the road a ways, I was on the phone with Anna Allen this morning. She is starting to book regular Culture Connection already.
And you were saying that the thing about Culture Connection this year, you're going to, once again, plan for the worst, but hope for the best, I guess you could say.
That's right.
So how's that going to work? How are you going to do that?
Well, the thing, it has to start with a type of group. We're only going to book groups who can live stream if they're outside the area. If they're outside the area, they have to be able to live stream, send the stream to us. Local groups, we can bring them into the auditorium, do it all there. We've done this enough now that the sound is really, really good.
And so you'll be, as you were saying, it's groups that can stream or perform live.
Correct.
So I would imagine that in that case, they would have to be somewhat local.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're looking for groups that are in our area, possibly, that would be willing to either stream their performance or be able to perform live. We're hoping that in June we can get out and have some live music again.
Can you see me crossing my fingers?
I can. Every time you come in here, that's what you do.
I know. It's a tough thing. You know, we don't know what it's going to look like. It very well could be that we can bring in kind of like the the football games. Bring in just a few in the stadium, put a few people in the civic auditorium. I don't know. But we have done this long enough that we enjoy it. We're convinced that our residents enjoy it. So we're going to keep it up. We have funding to carry us through. We're all set. We just need to see how it's going to happen. That's the key. It will happen. We're just not sure how.
Okay. So once again, that's Thursday, January 14th. You've got Pacific Range. They're a group out of California. Where can everybody find this at?
Go to the Price City Facebook page. You can actually go to the Price City Facebook page, and I can't remember how you do it, but you let Facebook know that you want to receive notice on live performances, and you'll actually get a Facebook warning saying that it's coming up, and then all you have to do is click on it.
Click on it, watch it, and enjoy it.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Lane.
Get some stuff, get some food, some popcorn and drinks, and enjoy it with your family. That's what we like to do.
That's how it should be done.
Yeah.
All right, Lane, thank you so much for coming in today and keeping Culture Connection going.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.